Sefer Shoftim Perek Chaf. This parak discusses the civil war that ensued with the Yemen in reaction to the Pelegish Begiva. In Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Vayetzu Kol Bnei Yisrael, all of Bnei Yisrael came out, V'takahal Ha'eda Ke'ish Echad, and they got to gather together as one man. V'yitzyavsu Pnois Kol Am, Kol Shifti Yisrael V'kahal Am Elokim, Arba Meos Elef Ish Ragle Shlav Cheref. The entire nation gathered together as one with all the chiefs and 400,000 foot soldiers waiting to go to battle. And Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Zion, Bnei Yisrael then asked, what happened with Binyamin? The Levi relates the horrific events that took place in the previous perek. The Das Sofrim points out the Levi conveniently omits he was the one who actually had sent the woman in 12 pieces. The Levi was ashamed by what he had done. The Levi implores Bnei Yisrael to make a decision on how to handle Binyamin. In Pasuk Ches, Vayakom Kol Ha'am Ke'ish Echad, and the entire nation gathered together as one man. Talk about unity. Talk about Achdus. Yisrael mobilized and arranged one-tenth of all of Klal Yisrael to start to prepare the necessary provisions for war. In Pasuk Yud through Pasuk Yud Zayin, the nation now demands Binyamin hand over the members who committed the felony. Binyamin is non-compliant with the demand. Not only did Binyamin not hand over the men who committed the crime, but the whole Binyamin prepares for war as well. 26,000 men from Binyamin prepare for war. Included were 700 expert men with slingshots who were able to split hairs, expert marksmen, and an additional 700 men waiting for them in Giva. In Pasuk Yud Ches, Klal Yisrael inquires of Hashem by asking the Urim V'Tumim who should go to war first against Binyamin. Yehuda was answered as the first person to go to war against Binyamin. The Ramban explains this was a mistake that caused Klal Yisrael to lose casualties of war. Klal Yisrael should have asked if the war against Binyamin was necessary at all, not who should go to war first, but if indeed they should go to war to begin with. In Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Chav Ches, the civil war now, occurs. Yisrael now goes to war against Binyamin, and 30,000 men from Yisrael are lost in 2 days. Yisrael now does tshuva, fast, and pray to Hashem, and now properly re-asks the Urim V'Tumim if it's okay to go to war against their Binyamin, against their brother Binyamin at all. Hashem gives Yisrael the go-ahead. In Pasuk Chav Tes through Pasuk Mem Zayin, Yisrael now takes the lead in battle, which occurred in Giva. Initially, 25,100 men from Binyamin were lost. Yisrael staged an ambush. Binyamin was taken by surprise by the ambush when seeing the smoke rise from their city being burnt down from behind them. In Pasuk Mem Tes, which is the end of the parak, Yisrael virtually wiped out the entire Shevet of Binyamin and destroyed their cities. Many Mefarshim explain the civil war against Binyamin was a necessary step in order to eradicate the bad limbs, so to speak. However, I'd like to add, we, Klal Yisrael, need to have love for each other. We need to love every member as a part of Hashem's army, to see each other with the eyes of tzaddikim, to see the good in each individual person, to see the good in ourselves, to become one with our brothers, ke'ish echad, like one nation, one person. We are literally one nation, one people, one body. We need to spread good feelings, positive regard, and unity amongst ourselves, and not chassid shalom, the opposite. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.